Blog Talk Radio.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. CyberPolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today's franchise interview shout out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Chad Tremuda of Smoothie King. And Smoothie King Franchises, Inc. is a privately held New Orleans area-based franchise company with more than 865 units worldwide. By creating each smoothie with a purpose, Smoothie King makes it as simple and pleasurable for guests to achieve their individual health goals as part of a low-calorie diet and regular exercise routine. And we're going to talk to Chad about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Chad Tremuda of Smoothie King. And Smoothie King Franchises, Inc. is a privately held New Orleans area-based franchise company with more than 865 units worldwide. And by creating each smoothie with a purpose, Smoothie King makes it simple and pleasurable for guests to achieve their individual health goals as part of a low-calorie diet and regular exercise routine. Hi, Chad. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much, Chad, for coming on the show. You know, I'm glad we finally had you on the show. I realize we've never had you on the show in a decade, you know, and I've been familiar with Smoothie King for quite some time now. Where are you calling from this morning, Chad?
From our corporate headquarters based in Metairie, Louisiana.
Oh, fantastic. How's the weather down there today, Chad?
It's beautiful. Not bad. No complaints. As long as humidity tends to stay away, we're fine.
That's terrific. You know, one of the things I didn't know, Chad, was that, you know, I mean, Smoothie King, I mean, it goes all the way back to 1973. And I said, oh, my God. I said, that's a pretty long time, you know, that the Smoothie King has been in business. Maybe you could walk us through the Smoothie King concept, that, you know, and talk about how the brand actually got its start.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And, yes, to your point, you know, we've been around since 1973. We are the originators of the smoothie. And our brand was founded in 73 by Steve Kunu. Steve was a true visionary, and pretty much his whole purpose and mission has always been, to focus on helping others achieve better health in a tastier way.
Right.
You know, he literally started creating these smoothies or blending these smoothies in his kitchen. As a way to solve his chronic food allergies.
It's amazing. I mean, to go all the way back to 1973, Chad, you know, because I've always thought, you know, that smoothies were kind of like a newer concept. You know what I mean? But I mean that, you know, he really was the originator, wasn't he, of the smoothie?
He was. And, you know, it's kind of what sets us apart from a lot of our competitors out there, differentiates us, is that, you know, we've always been founded with that whole purpose of smoothies with a purpose. Everything we do ties into that. It's all about health and wellness. And, you know, we've been franchising since 1989. We were the first smoothie franchise in the U.S. And, you know, we currently operate in 34 states, including the Cayman Islands, South Korea, UAE, and Trinidad.
Wow.
So it's not just here domestically, but globally as well.
That's fantastic. You know, one of the things that caught my attention, Chad, was, you know, I was reading that Smoothie King recently launched its First Responders Franchise Initiative. Maybe, you know, you can tell us a little bit about, you know, what it entails and, you know, what makes a first responder a good franchisee?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, our whole point was we saw this as an opportunity to be able to give back to those who currently serve our communities. And what better way to do so than by offering an opportunity for them to join our franchise system. So we're offering a 20% discount to first responders. You know, it's a way of allowing them to continue to serve their communities, but in essence, not have to put their life at risk. You know, we feel like there's a perfect alignment. We feel like there's a perfect alignment between first responders in franchising, specifically with Smoothie King. They're used to following a process. They're highly motivated individuals, and we thought it was a win-win.
Yeah, no, I mean, it seemed like, you know, it was an interesting match, Chad, you know, and I've never heard of a franchise actually, you know, going after this, you know, specific market, you know, but I said, you know, why not, you know, I mean, because you're right, as it does kind of align with, you know, the Smoothie King, you know, franchise system. You know, what do you generally look for in your franchisees, Chad? You know, as you know, as you get, you know, lots of requests for people to become a franchisee to the system, I mean, what qualities and traits do you typically look for?
You know, basically, we want candidates that share our vision of inspiring healthy and active lifestyles. We love franchisees who are deeply involved in our communities, highly motivated, passionate, and driven individuals with strong work ethic. And again, that just perfectly aligns with, you know, first responders and our thoughts and beliefs. You know, for this particular program, we do have some qualifications in place. We would like to see that they have at least 10 years of service as a first responder.
Okay.
Of course, they must meet our financial qualifications. You know, we kind of see this as an opportunity for those who may be close to retirement, maybe with a designated nest egg set aside, looking for an investment opportunity. That's sort of the model that we are focusing on with the first responders. And then we would like to see as well that, or we're going to require that they have at least 30% ownership stake in the business. But, you know, they typically are highly motivated, passionate, and driven individuals. With strong work ethic, they're used to following a system, and they have a strong desire to help others. And we just feel like that's, again, it perfectly aligns with everything that we're about.
That's a pretty big market too, isn't it, Chad? I mean, the numbers, I guess, you know, when we're talking about first responders, I mean, I guess the numbers must be in the millions, yes? I mean, it must be pretty high up there.
It is. You know, when I first started entertaining the thought here of rolling out and working with our executives on this program, I was shocked to learn that currently there was not anything being offered. There is a veterans discount, you know, there is a vet fran military discount, and which was a great you know, opportunity. And I know over the years, my 11 years of being in franchise development, I've brought on board and awarded many franchise agreements to military professionals. And these tend to be very successful franchisees because they're very structured. They're used to following a process. And they don't understand the concept of failure. They will do whatever it takes. And when you look at that, and I have friends who are police officers, EMTs, firefighters, and I've personally over the years have awarded a few policemen and firefighters as franchisees. They really have those same they have the same mindset. They have those same attributes where, again, just looking at it, again, I was shocked to learn that currently was not a program like this being offered. And we saw the opportunity. We wanted to jump on it. And we're very excited to be the first ones really to start to unveil this program that myself, my personal belief, I'm confident that other franchisors may soon follow because it's a win-win.
It is a win-win, and that's, again, that's what caught my attention, Chad. When I was reading it, I said, wow, I said, you know, that's brilliant, because there are, you know, great programs out there that target, you know, ex-military, of course, you know, and it kind of makes sense that, you know, that, you know, probably many of them do know how to follow a system, but there are other
occupations out there, you know, like first responders that also have those similar traits too, you know. And I said, wow, I said, that's brilliant. I said, you know, why not, you know. What I also like about, you know, your whole concept is you talk about smoothies with a purpose, you know, and I'm a marketing professor. And I said, that's a very clever tagline. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that too, Chad.
Yes. So, again, that's one of our key differentiators. We're not just a refreshing treat. You know, our smoothies, most of our smoothies are protein-based. They have meal replacement smoothies. So they are a great alternative, a healthier, convenient option to a lot of the fast food options out there today. And, you know, we're very portable. We're grab and go. But we serve a specific purpose. And our brand was founded from day one with this mindset of having smoothies that meet a specific purpose. And that carries on through today. We're doing an excellent job of getting that core message out there to our guests and educating that our guests and letting them know whether if it's, you know, we have smoothies to help you gain weight, to help you lose weight, just to help you with living a healthy and active lifestyle. You know, our mission statement is very simple, but we live by it every day, and we truly believe in it, and it really dictates everything that this brand does and will do in the future. And our mission statement is to inspire people to live a healthy and active lifestyle. Simple and put, but our smoothies, again, are not just a refreshing treat. They serve a specific purpose.
I guess you get to visit a lot of Smoothie King franchisees, Chad. What are some of your favorites? I mean, when you go into a Smoothie King, is there anything that you specifically really enjoy?
Yeah, as far as visiting locations?
Yeah, yeah. Like if you go into Smoothie King, what would you order? You know, if you because I guess you get to go into a lot of them, don't you?
I do. And I tend to be a little routine. I have my core two or three smoothies that I do not deviate much from. But yes, my go-to smoothie, it's almost like a dessert. It's not fair that something that's so good could be a healthy meal.
That's great.
But I go with the chocolate lean one. And I add peanut butter to it. I add peanut butter to pretty much everything.
That's fantastic.
And another good core smoothie that I enjoy, I have a thing for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So as an alternative, I will order sometimes the Nutty Super Grain, which is a vegan-based protein. It's one of the healthier smoothies that we have on our menu, and it still does phenomenally well. We rolled it out about 2 years ago, but I do the Nutty Super Grain, and then I will add strawberries to it, and it tastes just like a peanut butter and jelly.
That's incredible. It makes it so much easier, doesn't it, to maintain a healthy lifestyle, Chad, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we are, as a society as a whole, I feel like we've grown to become less patient, right? And so people want something portable. They want a quick, affordable and convenient option because many of us are always on the go, and it does. We feel like we service that market, that niche very well. And yes, it you know, I know myself, I'll get one every morning for breakfast, which is a great source, great meal as a breakfast alternative for those who are always on the go. And then I'll get one after the gym as a post-workout, as a great source of protein after a post-workout.
That's fantastic. What's the training going to be like for the new first responder franchisees, Chad? I mean, do you have some specific in mind for like a specific type of training for them, or is it going to be, you know, the typical training for, you know, the franchisees?
It is the typical training. We do a great job of really being hands-on and, you know, allowing our franchisees to you know, get out of the gate strong. From a training standpoint. So they're going to receive all the same training as every other franchisee. They'll be equipped with certainly our recipe for success, if you will, all the comprehensive training manuals, proprietary processes, multi-country support team, and over 44 years of brand experience now. I mean, we're not a new brand. We've been around the block. We know what we're doing. We've made many mistakes over the years. So, in essence, our franchisees today do not have to make these. We've learned from them.
Right.
But, you know, basically, we're offering an opportunity for first responders that's going to provide a allow them to maximize an ROI. We have a low cost, low labor and cost of goods model, and the potential for long-term growth is scalability within our model is something that most of our franchisees appreciate. We have more multi-unit franchisees in our system than we do single-unit franchisees, and so that would be, they receive all the same training as any other franchisee.
That's terrific. I think you've done a great job at branding the franchise as well, Chad. I've always thought, Smoothie King has had a very strong brand name. How big is the brand today, then?
Today we're very excited. So last year was a record-setting year for us, and we've experienced tremendous growth over the last 3 or 4 years. Currently we opened over 100 units last year. We are now at, technically, we're actually now at 870 locations worldwide. Again, 2016 was a record year for us in regards to franchise agreements awarded and location openings. The great news is we're on pace to exceed 2016 numbers in regards to franchise agreements and openings. We will be at 1,000 locations, 1,000 opened locations by mid-2018, which was that for us is a very exciting benchmark. That's something that we're focused on almost as much as we focus on our average unit volume. That's a big deal for us. And, to that point, we're at 3 years consecutive same-store sales growth. Again, all extremely positive situations and positive momentum that we're experiencing. Our franchisee satisfaction is essentially at an all-time high. In our vision, we're already, consider ourselves to be a domestic leader in the industry, but our vision over the next maybe 10 years would be to be a global F&B leader, not just here in the United States. We see ourselves as, a model that transcends just the U.S. We are a global, we have a global brand. Everyone wants a healthy alternative, a quick, affordable, convenient, healthy alternative when it comes to food. And so, again, we see ourselves as more of the global vision, global leader. And then basically, our vision is to be an integral part of everyone's health and fitness plan. And, again, that's not just here domestically, but that is a global vision that we plan to really focus on over the next 10 years.
You wonder, Chad, if Steve had this, when he started the company in his kitchen, back in 1973, if he envisioned like this, it's quite a spectacular story, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, starting in a kitchen and then, where Smoothie King is today, it's really a phenomenal story, isn't it?
It is. And to add to that, and to your point, no, I don't believe he did. And I don't think many people would have that that vision so early on to be able to see that. But it is very exciting. And it's exciting to be a part of this brand's current growth and where we're headed in the future. Just share a little personal story. I grew up here in the local market. I grew up in Metairie, Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
As a child, I went to the original Smoothie King. My father would take us. My father was a coach, and he would take us out to practice. And I remember being, maybe 6, 7 years old, pulling myself up on the bar to order a muscle punch. And, having a brand that has been such an integral part of my life growing up and to be a part of it today and the success and seeing the long-term growth and being a part of this growth that we are experiencing, it's amazing. It truly is. And obviously I'm very passionate about the brand as all of our employees are. But there is a personal connection there for me. And just like Steve, as a child, looking at, going to a Smoothie King and then seeing where it is today, it's amazing. It's been an incredible journey. And we're all looking forward to the next, 5, 10 years. It's an exciting time for Smoothie King.
Well, it sounds like it was your destiny too, wasn't it, Chad? As a young kid, going to a Smoothie King, who knew that, you would be working with the company, for a long time. And, it's interesting when you look at how, things kind of come together, it's really quite a fascinating story, isn't it?
It seems that way. Apparently I have muscle punch in my veins.
That's fantastic. And, you know, one thing I forgot to mention in the introduction, I mean, Smoothie King has had a lot of accolades over the years. You know, I know that you were ranked number one by Entrepreneur Magazine in the juice bar category. What was it, for the 21st year or something like that? And you were like 79 on the overall 2015 Franchise 500 list, which, congratulations, by the way. I mean, I think those are great accolades, aren't they?
Thank you. Thank you. And actually 22 years being a leader in the industry. And,
wow.
And yes, we do appreciate. And look, shame on us if we ever lose that title. It's something that we hold dearly and we take a lot of pride in. I mean, again, we are the originators of the smoothie. It's a category that was created for us, the juice bar category. So, again, shame on us if we ever lose that title. But we don't certainly
sure.
see that happening anytime soon.
That's terrific. Where do you, I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball, Chad, I mean, where do you see Smoothie King in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years?
Global leader. I mean, that's, again, our focus is to, you know, stretch outside the U.S., be a global dominant leader in the F&B category. Again, just next year, mid next year, we'll be at over 1,000 units, which is an incredible benchmark for us. Just last month, we started, for the first time ever, we started a national marketing television campaign. So now we are running television spots all across the country. So exciting things on the horizon. But we want to be tying back into our mission. Our mission is to inspire people to live a healthy and active lifestyle. And when you look at our vision over the next 10 years, we want to be an integral part of everyone's health and fitness plan. We should be a part of everyone's daily routine. This is not, you know, our smoothies are not just a refreshing treat on a hot summer day. Again, they serve a specific purpose, and they certainly can be a part of everybody's daily routine.
That's terrific. How do first responders, you know, or even anyone listening to the show, Chad, I mean, get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there any websites that you'd like them to go to or any numbers that you'd like them to call?
Yes, they can go to our franchise page, which is
okay.
www.smoothiekingfranchise.com, and there they can actually click on the link to fill out our online application. That information will be sent over to our desk, and they'll be certainly hearing from us within 24 hours.
That's fantastic, Chad. I'm glad I finally got to have a chance to have you on the show because, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I've been very familiar with Smoothie King for a long time now, so it's a pleasure to finally have you on the show. And I'd really like to invite you back, you know, next year as you continue to grow this initiative because I think it's a great program.
Thank you. I'd love to. And it was a pleasure, and I enjoyed speaking with you. And, again, looking forward to the exciting ride, and I'd love to follow up with you next year and share some updates.
Thanks so much, Chad. The pleasure has been mine, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes and lessons on our show. And if you go to our About Us page on franchiseinterviews.com, you'll take notice on why we started the podcast and radio show Franchise Interviews, and it suggests that every business has a story. And that's really been our experience in doing all these podcasts and radio shows. Is every show we do, you'll notice that every franchisor, every franchisee has an amazing story related to franchising. Today's Great Quote in Franchising podcast comes from Tony Luffy. And Tony Luffy is the Chief Executive Officer of the Marlou Investment Group. And the Marlou Investment Group are franchise owners of some very popular franchise systems such as Little Caesars, Sizzler, Jack in the Box, Arby's, Church's Chicken, and most recently Sears Appliance and Hardware Stores. And Tony talks about the difference between opportunity and regret. There's another great quote relating to opportunity. And again, we talk a lot about opportunity on our weekly radio show. It's said that luck is when opportunity meets preparation. But let's hear what Tony says about the difference between opportunity and regret.
That we've been able to do on a large scale.
It's amazing. If you go back to the beginning, Tony, I mean, were your goals, today, you're as large as like 200 plus units, but I mean, back then, I mean, when you go back to the beginning, I mean, was that your goal in the beginning, or was this kind of like a natural progression over time?
It's both. Really, when I, in the early 90s, when I finally became a partner, a 10% partner of a small company, I wanted to get to 50 units before I turned 50. So I don't know if that goal was really feasible in my head, but that was the dream. But the goal, the most important part of it was I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I wanted to be independent, and I wanted to allow my ability to manage people and work with people to develop into something that was bigger. I didn't know the size, nor did I plan for it to be a number of revenue, whether it's 10 million or 5 million, whatever it was.
Right,
it was
right.
Really finding a way to make a living and support my family at the same time satisfying my personal need, which is to be an entrepreneur. And really, once that took place, it was more about the opportunities that came our way. And I always say the difference between opportunity and regret is being ready. So if you're ready, you see the opportunity as an opportunity. Otherwise, you spend a lifetime regretting the fact that you missed the opportunity. So to me, it's about being ready. And I've always worked so hard to make sure that we are ready for whenever that opportunity came our way.
That's fantastic. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. We're gonna put that quote in there, Tony, if you don't mind. I think that's very powerful. Maybe we could talk a little bit about your company. I mean, the Marlow Investment Group.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Tony Luffy, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, and you can go to our franchises listed alphabetically page and simply go to the Marlow Investment Group, and you can hear that whole interview. We have that interview also in our About Us page, and you can go to Franchise Interviews by category as well and go under the food category, because that's where most of Tony's franchises are located within his portfolio. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a tremendous success. It's amazing how many people have listened to the podcast over the years. So it's really been wonderful. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.